You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're here today with 200 High Street, or the McKelvey Tapes. And we're here today with Alexandra Kerchuk, better known as Lulu. Lulu, how are you doing today?
I'm actually having a wonderful, wonderful day.
Good. The weather's beautiful.
The weather is beautiful. I got back a good test score, so that was fun.
Oh, you got back a good test score. Wonderful. Yeah. Great news. Okay, so what's your theme today for your mixtape that you're going to be sharing as part of the McKelvey Tapes?
So I chose out a lot of songs that kind of depict growing up and like my life. Also depict some of LaGuardia, which I know is a funny topic among the...
Lulu Kerchuk went to LaGuardia and she talks about it every day.
I don't talk about it every day.
Almost every day. Everyone knows where you went to high school, but no one knows where anyone else went to high school.
I hated LaGuardia, but it also like taught me like a lot of things. And I was a vocal major there, so I studied music, and I've studied music my entire life. So music has always been a very, very large part of like who I am.
And you, so it's interesting. So it'll be interesting to hear this kind of mixtape of a musician.
Yeah, kind of.
Probably you have better taste than other people.
I was really thinking about that, you know, but I don't know.
We'll see. No pressure.
Oh my God.
All right. So tell me about the first song you're going to be playing and why you chose it.
So I'm going to be playing I Say a Little Prayer.
Oh.
By Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. So my first year that I was here, it was just tough. It was a new environment. I'm from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I'm used to being in a big city, and I'm used to being surrounded by a lot of different types of people. Mm-hmm. And this campus is very like homogenous, and you know, also it's just very hard academically. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't doing the best, and mm-hmm. I just remember second semester, I was really going through it. And every single morning I would play this song on my way to class. Mm-hmm. And it also reminds me of my mom. Like, this is the type of music my mom me and her listen to on car rides and stuff.
So it was comforting.
Kind of. Yeah, it's definitely comforting. Like, the music I listen to, like, that I associate with my father and the music that I associate with my mother is very, very different. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love both of it. Like, both of them. So, yeah.
Okay, well, here we go with Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin.
Nobody but me. Forever.
And we're back with the McKelvey tapes. Okay, so that was a song, Lulu, that you said reminds you of your mom.
Right.
And now I'm curious about your dad. What kind of music do you associate with him?
So my dad was born in Argentina. And mm-hmm. when he was 4 years old, he moved with his family to Israel.
Uh-huh.
So he grew up from then on in Israel.
Which city? Where?
Ramat Hasharon. I don't know, like
my
pronunciation is off. oops. It's right outside of Tel Aviv.
Okay.
So, like, one of my uncles also lives in Tel Aviv. My grandmother, Safta, still lives in Ramat Hasharon.
Mm-hmm.
In the same house that they grew up in. Yeah. So, So I have like family scattered all over Israel, and then I have family scattered all over Argentina.
Mm-hmm. What about when your family gets together? Do they speak usually Hebrew or Spanish or English?
Everything. It's like, I always feel so bad for like when I bring people into like, well, I mean, I guess in home in New York, it's like, we have very few family. Like my dad only really has his brother, and then mm-hmm. I have my two cousins.
Mm-hmm.
One of my cousins just gone to GW and is studying physical therapy.
Oh, cool.
And the other one just came out of the Navy.
Wow.
About a year or so ago.
Uh-huh.
Or 2 years. I like am really bad at telling time. and he's in college now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's like the family that I have in New York on my dad's side.
So do you guys speak English mostly when you're together or
no? Hebrew.
Hebrew.
I get so mad. I get so mad at my dad and my father, my
uncle.
I call my dad Abba, so it's like always very weird for me to say dad, because then I like disassociate from it. My like father and then my uncle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they always speak Hebrew. My sister now lives in Israel, and so whenever she comes back, she speaks Hebrew.
Yeah.
And I get so mad at her.
Why?
Because like she like the our whole lives, like she would always get mad at them because she'd be like, why do you have to speak Hebrew at the dinner table? Like, you know, like we can't understand what you're saying, because they'll have like conversations like in front of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're literally like sitting right here, like we're having a
what
family
about, does
dinner.
Your mom speak Hebrew?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And she speaks a little bit of Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Not a little bit, like a good amount of Spanish.
Yeah.
My sister and I speak Spanish. I moved to Argentina when I was 15, and mm-hmm. then moved back mm-hmm. when I was 16. I stayed there for about a half a year.
It was so interesting when my friend Avidis was here. He said you still have an accent from Cordoba.
That's like the greatest compliment I could get, because I'm like always worried I'm losing it.
So. Let's hear. So what's the song you're going to play that reminds you of your dad?
So Keshat Chalacht. This was a song that you know, I didn't necessarily grow up with. There are a lot of Israeli songs that I grew up with. I have this issue where I hear songs and I love them, and then I don't take down their names.
Mm.
Or like songs I've grown up with and I don't know the names of them. But like it can come on and I instantly know it. So this is a song he showed me a little while back. that I think is like a really, really good interpretation of what most Israeli music is like. Mm-hmm. And something I think that's really interesting about it. And here it comes.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
מחזיק אותי כשאני נופל לבד על המיטה שלי אני והעולם שלי כולו שלך
תחזרי אני כל כך פוחד אוהב אותך וגם כל כך שונא תמיד לכאוב אותך קשה לי לא לראות אותך
שחשבתי שיהיה כשאת תצאי מתוך תוכי איך זה שורף אותי לאט כל כך קשה לי לענות את מלכלכת לי את המחשבות באמצע יום יפה הלב שלי כל כך צמא לאהבה
הכל כל כך פשוט ומסובך אני רוצה לדעת מה את עושה עכשיו שאת כבר לא איתי מי לקח את המקום שכבר מזמן לא שלי
אני כל כך פוחד אוהב אותך וגם כל כך שונא תמיד לחוב אותך קשה לי לא לראות אותך יותר
והאמת שאני לא כזה חזק כמו שחשבתי שיהיה כשאת תצאי מתוך תוכי איך זה שורף אותי לאט
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 אוהב אותך וגם כל כך שונא תמיד לכאוב אותך קשה לי לא לראות אותך יותר
והאמת שאני לא כזה חזר כמו שחשבתי שיהיה כשאת תצאי מתוך תוכי איך זה שורף אותי
And we're back with 200 High Street. That was, he had a beautiful voice.
Yeah, Omer Adam and Moshe Peretz. I don't know much about Moshe Peretz, but Omer Adam is like crazy, crazy popular right now. Like crazy popular. His songs are like insanely good. My sister gets mad at me because she's like, Lulu, like only the Guidos listen to the song. Like they come to Israel and they hear like what he's singing.
It's kind of like popular music.
It's pop. It's Israeli pop, basically.
Yeah.
But like it's so good.
But it's also like there's this genre throughout like the Middle East in mm-hmm. particular. We have this kind of male singers that sing in a kind of it's a form maybe that's considered old school.
Yeah, that's what I loved about this, and that's what I was like. Like that sound. Yeah. That sound always brings me back home. Like the like uh-huh. that. And I was taking music history in LaGuardia, and but it was honestly one of the most amazing classes, but one of the hardest classes I've ever taken.
Uh-huh.
But the teacher brought up this point that she was like, she said, people who aren't like don't grow up around a certain sound, when they do grow up and their voice is matured, they can't hit those notes. Like they can't do what these like let's say what Omer and Moshe are doing,
right?
And like I thought that was so interesting because I was like it, if you grow up in America and you're listening to American pop or jazz or like whatever you like we listen to that's in popular culture here, people who grow up and become these famous singers like can't sing these types of songs because they didn't listen to it. Like it's honestly also only about listening. It's not even so practicing it.
Yeah,
right. So I always think about that, and I'm like, I'm kind of thankful that like I did grow up to hear it, because mm-hmm. like I'm able to sing these types of songs and like, you know,
is there a word for this type of music in Israel?
I should just call up my sister. We should instead of like, since we don't have Ben today, just call up, hey Natasha, like.
Okay, so the next song you're gonna play, you said it's gonna be related, it's gonna be the only Spanish song you're gonna be playing.
Yeah.
Why did you choose it? Which song is it, and why did you choose it?
It's Chan Chan, and it's by Buena Vista Social Club. Mm-hmm. It's Cuban. So I'm Argentinian. I guess like this music, usually my parents, we would have dinner like once a week with my uncle and like my family that lives in New York City. Mm-hmm. And we'd have it once a week, and my dad would cook asado, like these great steaks, and like a salad, which I love. Like I like can't even talk about it because like, I want it like right now. But basically, you know, in the background, we'd always play music, and this is the type of music we play. Also, like Israeli music, you know, my uncle always is like on the speaker. Mm-hmm. Like he always, my uncle's crazy. Likes to play these jokes where he'll like play farts like really loud on the speaker. Like I really don't know, but anyway, he'll always be playing this music. So he was one of the first people that I texted when I got this kind of like assignment or like this thing to do. And so it is the music that I grew up with. I wanted to play an Argentinian song, so more like tango or like mm-hmm. the type of music we would listen to when I lived in Argentina. Mm-hmm. However, I didn't necessarily want to play the popular culture music I listen to in Argentina because I, like, while I think it's really good, I don't think it's special enough.
Right.
Like, for well, me, it's very special.
I mean, Cuban music is, I mean, it's one of the best musical traditions in the world, basically. Yeah. And Buena Vista Social Club, such an interesting project.
Right.
All right, so are you ready for some chan-chan?
Yes.
Some uplifting Cuban music on this blustery day. I love that song, Lulu. Thank you for playing it.
I know. So it's good. So good. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, no. My song. Okay, there we go.
All right. So I want to ask you a question. I want to hear about why you decided to live in McKelvey And, you know, what do you like about it? Or what don't you like? Preferably not what don't you like about it.
What do you... Well, like, no.
Just tell me about the decision-making process and then how it's going so far.
I love McKelvey. Like, I Good. Really, really... Just shout out to me. Like, but, no, I really, really do adore McKelvey. I think, like, it was one of, like, the first few weeks where I was like... I thought this was supposed to be a community and I don't know anyone because I can't see anyone in this like whole mansion, like, you know, like you don't see anyone.
Yeah,
but then like you finally put the Turkish tea out, which you know, if you haven't tried Turkish tea, you should really get on that tea. Yeah, it's crazy good. And so, you know, you put the Turkish tea out and I was like, yes, Turkish tea is on. And I like texted like the group me, which had only been used for like, hey Julia, like a curtain's broken, you know. So I texted the group chat and I was like, hey guys, listen, there's some Turkish tea on like the first floor, like it's great tea, it's really wonderful. Yeah. So almost immediately I heard Jane coming down. Jane loves tea. Jane, shout out to Jane. But you know, like within like 10 minutes, you know, people were walking in or they were walking past and they just sat with us. Like they started sitting with me and Jane, and suddenly we got into this whole conversation just about different things. I mean, Jane was talking about four-dimensional figures and stuff and trying to explain it to me, like, you know, math majors. And you know, like I think Ilyas and I were talking about the Crusades because we both took your class last year. I mean, he took it last year and I'm taking it now, but we were talking about some aspect of the Crusades that I don't remember, but it was like the thought that went through my head is like, I don't know where else I could be on campus where I'd be sitting on a beautiful rug that also reminds me of home because we have rugs like that in my own home, like drinking Turkish tea out of little Turkish glass cups on little glass plates.
They're so much fun, aren't they?
Yeah, and like sitting on the floor and talking about four-dimensional figures in the Crusades. Like, what is going on? You know, that wasn't my experience last year. Right. A lot of the time you hear people be like, oh my god, like how was your weekend? Oh my god, yeah, like I was like with this guy. Oh my god, yeah, blah blah blah, you know, like I hear this frat is doing this. Oh my god, I hear this sorority is doing this.
Right. You know, so it's a different kind of conversation.
It is, and I like I really really needed that in my life, especially here. And I found that the only issue I have in McKelvey is that I, when I get into a conversation with someone, it's like, it's just not going to end. You know, like, I have a paper due, too bad, like, I'm talking to McKelvey scholar, like, it's going to last 5 hours. That's what I say about, like, my roommate, Victoria, who I adore. She's from Spain, she's from Barcelona, and she's leaving me next semester to go to Uganda. You know, I'm angry about it, but whatever. She's going to visit the refugee settlements, whatever. No, like, that's really, really cool. But we, like, never really see each other. And I tell people, like, because I had a bad roommate situation last year. So they're like, oh, how is it this year? And I'm like, literally the only issue me and Victoria have is that when we see each other, we just get into these crazy conversations about, like, I don't know, everything, like international affairs and like American
Victoria's
culture.
So smart. She's such a
she is.
To
she's
to
so
also,
like, she's so informed, and I feel like a lot of people on this campus aren't.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I feel like they aren't aware of issues that are pretty blatant, and it's like, how did you not know that was like an issue? And so it's nice to be surrounded by people who also come from different parts of the world. I thought coming here, you know, I've always gone along with international students. And I thought that's what it was going to be like. It wasn't necessarily like that. Like, the international student,
you kind of have to seek people out.
Yeah, it's very exclusive. And so, you know, that was really hard for me. But McKelvey is like,
McKelvey's kind of like an in-between place. There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, where are you going to sit on campus and have a conversation with someone who is from China, and then you have someone who's from Cameroon, and then you have someone who's from Nigeria, and then you have someone who's from Pakistan, and then you have
and
someone
Texas.
Like and Texas.
I mean, no, it's like it's
no, like and like even New Jersey, like sorry New Jersey, sorry Jordan, but just like different, yeah, different, like California, like Ilyas is from California, but he's also Greek, you know. It's just like different parts of the country that I've never known, because I've never traveled throughout the country, because that's not what my family focused on. They travel, they focus on traveling outside of the country. And I was kind of grown, like, raised in this space where it's like there's nothing more important than to kind of understand international affairs and understand
different people
from different places.
Okay, so what song do you think you're going to be playing next?
I'm actually going to be playing something very different. I'm actually going to be playing a rap song, but it's not necessarily a rap song. It's the only rap song my mom likes, so that's saying something. Okay. Other than, like, Ultra Light Beam by Kanye West. Which, you know, but it's by, I just forgot. Chance the Rapper. Uh-huh. But Donnie Trumpet. It's like Donnie Trumpet and, of course, Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment. So it's kind of like a band and Chance is in it. Okay. They have this whole album called Surf that I discovered after Sunday Candy, because Sunday Candy was this popular song that came out of it and that everyone loved. Mm-hmm. And no one ever listened to the album, and the album is actually really cool. And I'm a very much instrumental person.
Yeah.
So when people put rap, I was explaining this to someone over the summer, like, I've always been very interested in, like, the science of music, which I've never really pursued because I didn't really see any point in it. But it's super, super interesting. Mm. And I think when people put rap over instrumentals or, like, gospels, like, choirs, gospel is something very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. And, like, you can see that in Ultralight Beam, too. That's what Kanye did with that song. Like, the production of that song is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have lyrics on top of it that, you know, a lot of the times when people sing, you can't necessarily hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But with rap, it's like, you are most likely going to understand what they're saying because it's more pronunciated, I guess. And Sunday Candy is kind of the song that just, I don't know, it just puts you in a really, really good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of the really special rap songs that, you know, is very different from the rest. But
that's not the one you're playing right now, right?
No, it is. Sunday Candy is what I'm
playing. All right, great. So this is should be a very interesting and exciting musical experience. Thank you, Lulu.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she love me. With her eyes, with her smile, with her belt, with her hands, with her money. I am the thesis of her prayers. Her nieces and her nephews are just pieces of the layers. Only one she love as much as me is Jesus Christ and Taylor. I got a future song singing for my grandma. You sing it too, but your grandma ain't my grandma. Mine's is handmade, pan fried, sun dried, south side. And beat the devil by a landslide. Praying with her hands tied. President of my fan club, Santa. Something told me I should bring my
money. Gotta move it slowly. Taking in my body. It's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday King.
You gotta move slowly. Take it in my body like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you. You're my Sunday King. Come on in.
Candy, your peppermint is the truth. I'm pessimistic on Monday. If I had tweaked and missed you, you look so good with the hat on. Had to match with the shoes. Came and dressed in the satin. I came and sat in your pew. I come to Christmas for dinner. 50 rolls on my plate. Hella holes in my stocking, holding your pockets in place. I like my love with the budget. I like my hugs with a scent. You smell like light gas while the electricity rent. You sound like why the gospel choir got so tired. Singing his praise on a daily basis, so I gotta try it. You my dream. Catch a dream team captain. Matter of fact, I ain't seen you in a minute. Let me take my butt to church.
You better come on in
this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down
time. Rain down.
It's gonna rain.
You better
come on in this house.
Come on in this house.
It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Rain down time.
Rain down.
It's gonna rain. Slowly, taking in my body like
like it's holy. I've been waiting for you for the whole week. I've been praying for you, you're my Sunday king.
You gotta move slowly.
Back with 200 High Street. Lulu and I would like to give a shout out to Ben Gordon.
Yeah, we miss you, Ben.
We miss you, and we're sorry you're feeling sick.
Yeah. I wish you were listening, but we know you're taking a nap.
And we wish you were here so we could interview you, because you always add a little spice from Queens.
Exactly.
To the conversation.
Like, I was making a joke. I would be like, yeah, so in New... He'd be like, New York? New York you're talking about. Yeah, Ben. Oh, okay. I'd be like, yeah,
what
in Brooklyn.
What a surprise. New Yorkers love talking about New York.
Me and Ben have such issues. Other New Yorkers, I think, find us weird. I'm like, why aren't you guys so excited about this?
So many people that I know from New York, all they want to talk about
is
New
York.
York.
I know, because we miss it so much. Like, I don't know.
People get obsessed with it.
Exactly.
All right, so Lulu, what are we going to hear next? And tell me about why you chose this song.
I think I am going... I was choosing between a Broadway song or classical. But we're going to do classical.
Great.
So this is actually a pretty popular one, which I didn't really want to do. But then I was like, you know, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And so it's Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake.
Ooh.
Yes. Wonderful. Which I think everyone knows of, but I don't think they know how crazy it gets. they really don't know how crazy it gets. It's like, classical music's crazy.
It really is.
It's just insane. Like, if you really listen to classical music and, like, I mean, there are going to be some songs here and there, like, that bore me, and I'm like, oh, like, God, like, next song, but... Classical music gets
it gets a bad rap, honestly.
I don't know why people don't, because
I think part of it is that people... I honestly believe that part of the problem is that people don't listen to it on high enough volume.
Yes,
because I think if you listen to it on a higher volume, you actually hear how
the suspension of
it's so exciting.
It's crazy. It like arises feelings in me that I don't get from anything
else. I agree.
It's and you have to listen to it on high volume. There's no... I know, who was I talking to about this? Oh, we've been having dance practice.
Back to the drama of dance, the dance practice.
For dance marathon. For
when is your dance marathon?
Friday at 7 p.m. in Colton Chapel.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah. So we, you know, like, we do this choreo and we practice to it. And people don't have the music all the way up, and it kills me, because I don't think you can listen to music without it being on the highest volume, because you need to fully experience it.
Yeah.
And with classical music, that's kind of enhanced, because, like, it's like orchestras are big.
Yes.
Orchestras are big. You don't just have one violinist. You like
six, seven.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And then you have like the cellos and like, oh my God.
My parents in Chicago, my parents usually go on Friday afternoons to the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and they have these tickets. They get these season's tickets that are basically, they sit behind the orchestra.
Oh,
they're elevated, and then you can see everyone playing.
And it's the most amazing
part.
It's
so exciting.
I know.
It's so exciting.
Seeing the other instruments.
Oh my God. And like how they communicate with one another.
Oh my God.
It's so exciting.
And the conductor. The conductors get crazy.
Have you seen Mozart in the Jungle? The television?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's so...
Really?
You know, it's... it's with, what's his name? Gael Bernal, the guy, you know who I'm talking about? He was in Y Tu Mama Tambien, the Mexican actor. He's very talented. And anyway, Mozart in the Jungle, you should watch it. It's all about being a classical musician in New York City.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's
how hard these people work also, and how dedicated
they
are.
I remember I used to play violin. I think I started when I was like... I want to say two, but I don't think that's right. I think I started at three. I started at the age of three, and I quit around the age of six because it was so hard.
Yeah.
And then I went to piano. But violin was just crazy hard. And something I want to bring up about Tchaikovsky and like a question I always ask myself is that, like, a lot of these composers during this time, you know, people don't realize it, but a lot of them had bipolar disorder.
Mm.
And, like, they created these amazing, amazing symphonies and pieces of music that are just so special. Like, when people think about, like, Wagner or Tchaikovsky or Beethoven or Brahms or whoever during that time period was creating this music, no one ever associates them with mental illness. But most of them were either schizophrenic or had bipolar disorder. Yeah, like, and Tchaikovsky, he had bipolar disorder. Yeah, that Tchaikovsky is known for that. He, like, walked into the river in Russia. Like, what river did he walk into? I don't know. But, like, it's cold in Russia, so you don't walk into a river unless, you know, like, you're trying to not live anymore. But basically, for Wagner, I remember that when I was studying Wagner, I did a presentation on Wagner, and I didn't choose Wagner, but he was thought to have had bipolar disorder, and a lot of the times he'd write letters to, I think, Brahms. I think they were very close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And one second he'd be like, you know, I bought this gift, like this silk robe and gifts for my wives and whoever else and my friends. And, you know, I need it for my music and it's for my music because music is my life. And I'm buying all these things and, you know, I'm going to send this to you. And then the next second he'd write a letter to Brahms and he'd be like, I can't do music anymore. Mm. Like, it's not.
Right. So there's some kind of proof that he was struggling with some kind of
and I always think about, like, modern. I talked to my psych professor about this last year because she was a music major.
Hmm.
And I don't know what university she went to, but, you know, I asked her. I was like, it's very interesting because we have a lot of medication nowadays. And I sometimes wonder if we'll be able to create the music that is so famous during this classical era today
because
people are on medication.
That's an interesting question. Like, and you know, something that lots of people talk about too. Like, what's the relationship between creativity and, you know, either mental illness or having a mental disorder? So that is a really interesting question.
Right.
All right. So we're gonna be playing Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake.
And it's gonna get crazy.
All right. Here we go. Thank you. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We're here in our last segment of 200 High Street with Lulu. Lulu, tell me, what do you want to talk about? What are you playing next?
So this song is also crazy, but in a different way. I discovered this song over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time I get back into genres or artists that I kind of forget about, but are still really important to me. So like Amy Winehouse, let's say, she's like my idol. She's everything I would want to be musically.
She's she's incredible.
Yeah, no, she's the best in my head. She's the best. I've been obsessed with her since like sixth grade, and I haven't stopped since. But you know, sometimes I'll get into these moods where I like stop listening to her for months on end, and then like, you know, I come back to her. And so this summer I rediscovered Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Oh yeah.
So wonderful. Lauryn Hill's always been like in my life.
Yeah.
Like I've always listened to her. She wasn't anything new. I wasn't just discovering her.
Right.
But there was some sort of album or I don't know what the word is, but it was basically called like Nina Revisited. So Nina Simone's songs.
Oh, right.
They took current like modern they took current modern singers and they revisited Nina Simone's songs with it. So Miss Lauryn Hill, it says Miss Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill did a cover of one of her songs called Wild as the Wind. And I think I was just on the train one day and I was just listening to Lauryn Hill, and Spotify kind of sometimes leaves albums and stuff and goes to different stuff, which annoys me most of the time, but this time it didn't. And it stopped on this song, and it's just like, I've always done jazz, and I think jazz is really where I want to be vocally. I also like do musical theater, like I belt a lot as well. But jazz is something really special, and you know, that's something I'm doing at Lafayette. I didn't really join a cappella or choir because that's what I did at LaGuardia, and I decided, you know what, I want to do something that I want to do. And playing with instruments such as like the bass and the drums and the piano and being a vocalist for that, singing jazz songs, is honestly what I enjoy the most here.
Right.
And
so let's introduce a song, because I think
they want to come in.
Yeah, they're
sorry, guys.
Ready to go. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to sign off with Lauryn Hill. Here we go. Thanks, Lulu, so much.
Let me fly away with you, for my love is like the wind and wild is the wind. Give me more. Satisfy this hungriness. Let the wind blow through your heart for wild is the wind. You
don't you know your life itself? Like a leaf clings to a tree, oh my darling, cling to me. For we creatures of the wind and wild is the wind. So why like a leaf clings to a tree.